Now, you heard on WMAL News, we're tracking reports of a shooting at Fort Meade, an NSA shooting at the visitor center there. We will have more updates. I was just in the WMAL newsroom. They are bustling like bees. They're all over the place trying to get you more information. We'll have it for you as soon as possible. But for now, let's talk immigration. We got Mark Krikorian joining us from the Center for Immigration Studies. Mark, good morning. A busy week for the immigration debate, sir.
Yeah, good morning. It's supposed to be busier. You know, they haven't even really started the debate.
That's right.
Democrats have been obstructing things.
Yeah, what's going on there? It was a sanctuary city measure that the Republicans were looking to get started on. This after Mitch McConnell had promised to have this open debate, and they're like, let's do it. And some Republicans start saying, okay, let's talk sanctuary cities, and Democrats bring the whole thing to a screeching halt.
Right. It was, that was supposed to be the First Amendment was that they were going to take up, because what Senator McConnell did is he took a bill the House had sent over, stripped all the language of it out, it wasn't an immigration bill, and used it as kind of a shell, an empty shell, and said, look, we're supposed to be the world's greatest deliberative body. Let's start deliberating. We'll have a debate. Anybody can introduce. Republicans and Democrats will alternate in, submitting amendments. And, you know, we'll see what people want to do. We'll see what can get 60 votes. And Senator Schumer, literally the first thing they were going to take up, this amendment from Senator Toomey to address sanctuary cities, which, after all, is one of the things that pulls illegal immigrants across the border in the first place, so it is germane. Senator Schumer said, no, we're not going to do that. And so it's Wednesday now, in the week that they were supposed to be, you know, this was supposed to be immigration week, it's Wednesday, and they haven't had a single vote on a single amendment yet.
Yeah, and this is I was saying to Vince before when we were discussing this, this is what they're supposed to do. It is so refreshing to actually see Congress debating ideas and trying to whittle it down and working as, I don't know, a group in order to come out with what's best for the American people. And I can't remember the last time that this has actually been done, when we've had this kind of open, almost a brainstorming session in Congress. Do you know the last time we did this? Because we couldn't think of the last time this was ever done. And I love this.
Yeah, no, I can't either. And the problem is that it's not happening. I mean, I had joked that, well, I don't know if it was really a joke. I said, look, maybe this week would show that calling the Senate the world's greatest deliberative body isn't just a sarcastic joke. The problem is, it does seem to just be a sarcastic joke, because, like I said, it's now Wednesday and they haven't done anything yet. And next week, they're not even around. They're back home working.
So what do the Democrats get out of being obstructionists with this? Because I guess they're just going to keep taking this through the courts, because we have a judge now who said you got to keep DACA going. You even have to accept new ones. And they're just going to keep getting more and more people into the system until it goes to the Supremes. Is that what their game is?
Well, I think so, although I think the Supreme Court is going to slap down. This was the second ruling saying that the president isn't allowed to end this illegal program, which wasn't a law, which wasn't an executive order. It was just a memo, literally just a memo in Homeland Security. And now there's two judges, basically, you know, judges in the resistance, who are basically saying it doesn't matter what the law says. Trump's doing it, so we're going to do whatever we can to try to stop it. If we get slapped down later, that's okay, but we're going to obstruct as long as possible.
The rationale by which these judges have done this seems bizarre. They're contesting the notion that the Trump administration has called DACA unconstitutional. And they're saying, well, that's just not true, so therefore DACA has to be maintained. Who cares what the rationale is for why the president's getting rid of it? Whether or not you think it's unconstitutional, it's well within his rights to control immigration policy, particularly immigration policy that was invented in the executive.
Right, exactly. I mean, look, if the president said, look, I didn't like the color of the pen that this memo was signed on by the Homeland Security Secretary in the previous administration, that's perfectly enough rationale to get rid of that policy. The president, this is an area where the president has complete authority. And, you know, this really is a disturbing trend where our judiciary is increasingly unconnected to the law. They are simply making stuff up. And, you know, this has been a trend for a while now. But because with President Trump, we now have judges basically saying, obviously what is before us is legal, but because Trump did it, we're just not going to let him do it anyway.
So because this judge has now said not only does DACA have to continue, but they have to start processing new applications now as well. So where does this leave the administration as far as DACA? This just I would think, complicates the problem because now you've got more people coming into DACA and now they're going to start getting their extensions. So it puts it off for another, you know, 3 years or however long it takes.
Yeah, I mean, that's, see, part of the reason there was supposedly so much urgency in the Senate and the House to do something about it was that the president 6 months, well, 5 months ago now, canceled the program. He was supposed to have done it on day one last January, but put it off till day 200. But he said, look, I'm canceling this, but I'm given a six-month grace period because this is something Congress should do. And there's a lot of these people, they have work permits, so, you know, come up with a solution. That was March 5th is supposed to be the deadline. But because of these rulings, March 5th isn't the deadline. Well, if there's no deadline, then there's not that much urgency for Congress really to do anything about it.
Now,
so it's entirely possible this week will end. And that empty shell of a bill that I mentioned that the immigration stuff was supposed to be in might still be empty.
Right. So let's read the political tea leaves on this. Do Democrats even want an amnesty to pass before the election?
I think the way I think about it is that they would be happy to get a deal for the DACAs as long as they didn't have to give anything in exchange. If they didn't have to give anything up, which is basically what the proposal, the one in the Senate that the Democrats are supporting, that is from Senator McCain, unsurprisingly, they'd be happy to get that. But plan B is, yes, is to make this a political issue, though I'm not sure that's really going to work for them, because remember when they did the government shutdown over the amnesty, they said we're not going to agree to funding the government because there's no amnesty in the bill. They caved in a couple of days because their polling showed this was a disaster for them, even though, or let me put it this way, even among people who are sympathetic to the DACAs. Well, I am, but the idea of shutting the government down over an amnesty for illegal immigrants was not playing well, and they immediately caved. I don't think it's going to work for them that much politically if that's their plan.
Interesting. It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out, and I'm anxious to see once this goes to the Supremes, which it probably will, and they'll probably fast track it, the president's reaction once it's overturned and he's given back the authority. I would like to see, I'm curious to see how he handles that and the speed with which he says, "All right, enough is enough." Mark, thank you so much for breaking it down for us. Really appreciate it because it's craziness there.
Thank you.
It's 8:15 on WMAL.
That's right. Now time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten has some breaking news she's covering, too, in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.